With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Because now
Hot
we're
route.
Joined by the, the head coach of your Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal. He joins us now. How you doing, coach?
Andy, Brandon, how we doing, man?
We're doing good. We were just talking about people overreacting to the first game because Sam Darnold gets a win, and now everybody's proclaiming that the Cleveland Browns made a mistake not drafting him. I'm assuming you, being in the football business, understand what it's like to watch people overreact to one sample size.
Well, the first thing is I haven't been able to watch any NFL football since 1988 when I started, you know, my career in college, because your Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays are gobbled up. But overreacting, it's football is something that's chapter by chapter in a book that you probably don't want to judge till the end of the season. So, but, you know, from what I understand, the guy had a hell of a game, and I'm sure that, hey, that's going to draw some type of criticism and reviews and positivity. So it's all good.
You know, I'm curious to ask you, Coach, after that game on Saturday, just how tough was it to get your team up? I mean, not only are you playing kind of a non-conference game where people aren't giving your opponent much of a chance, but then you got an 11 a.m. kick. I mean, just how hard was that, getting up that early and getting your group ready to go in such an early kick time?
Well, no, it really wasn't, because we're a morning operation as it is. Like, we actually have breakfast every morning at 6, 6.30. We have our meeting starting between 7:45 and 8 o'clock, and we're practicing every day in the morning. So for us, it was excellent. It was great. It was wake up, hit the ground running, and go right to the stadium. And, you know, for I think the biggest thing that's being emphasized and that we're really starting to see a significant amount of process is that our Tuesday and Wednesday practices are extremely physical and extremely difficult. I mean, it's a true test, and you know, it's helping us in making and establishing the way that we play. Okay, that we're going to play a certain way, and we're going to demand a certain level of execution and excellence. And you know, I think that when you put in that kind of time on Tuesday and Wednesday, that you know, you can't help but have some of those, you know, results. And more than anything, guys, our senior leadership has been excellent, and they kind of took it over in the locker room and did a heck of a job.
The head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal, is our guest. He's going to join us every Tuesday around this time here on 1080 The Fan, their game this weekend against San Jose State, and you can catch it here on The Fan. You know, you play opponents, and I know you don't like to hear this. I know a lot of coaches don't like to hear about the level of the opponent that they're going to play, and I understand that part of it, but if you were to look at the schedule, I'm just curious, is there a part of you that kind of craves, or maybe you're circling in 2 weeks, is thinking about a big-time program? I don't mean to diminish San Jose State, and I know you're not going to do that, but looking at these three games, is there any part of you that wishes maybe you'd had a little more challenge the first 2 weeks?
Well, I think you said it perfectly. Anyone that looks at their opponents, regardless who's on the schedule, and doesn't grant them the full respect that they deserve as a football coach and as a player, is making the biggest mistake they could possibly make. And I know it sounds it's far redundant and cliche-ish, but hey, you stick to your guns and you stay the course as it relates to that. I don't think we have been tested yet. I've been very, you know, frank and honest about that. I don't try to, you know, throw any curveballs or head fakes along the way. I do think that, you know, that there's been some really good progress in what we've seen from our players in terms of our execution and the things we're trying to do as a football team of competitors. And I see a team coming in this weekend that has a lot of really good athletes that, you know, spreads you out and puts you in space and makes you, you know, stay true to your rules and makes you stay true to your fundamentals. So, and that's got to be the complete focus. And I said that to our players today. I said that, you know, the monster that comes with this profession is that people are always going to want to skip over and look at other things as opposed to the most important game that you have, which is the one that's coming up. And we respect the heck out of the guys we're about to play, and that's what we're going to be completely focused on.
You know, Coach, a lot of people coming into the year were excited to see and kind of wondering what your skill position groups were going to look like, both the running back position and the wide receiver position. And it felt like kind of a two-parter for you. It felt like you solidified your rotation a little bit in the backfield. So curious what you saw from Verdell and Brooks James and if that's kind of going to be your 1-2 punch moving forward. And then also the receiver position we saw. Schooler break out, make a couple of nice catches. You got Tabari Hines involved in the offense immediately when he hit the field and he got a touchdown. Just wondering what you saw from your skill position groups on Saturday.
Well, we're going to keep turning it up on the running backs. I don't think you could let those guys for a second get comfortable. And those guys are by nature really good competitors. They are. They enjoy it. They understand why we're doing it. They understand how we're doing it. So there is no reason to take our foot off the gas as it relates to up in their competitive, you know, situation. And Tony Brooks-James has really stepped up, done a nice job. But CJ and Travis, and you guys haven't seen Felix yet. Wait till you see Felix touch the ball. You know, he's a different animal as well. So, and then Cyrus, you know, he only touches the ball when it's time to score a touchdown. So he's been fortunate on some of those plays. But the combination of them and the fact that, you know, we spread the ball around pretty good this past week, and I think 11 guys touched it on the receiving side. It gives us an opportunity to evaluate not only who can get the ball, but who can do something with the ball when they get in their hands. And, you know, who's lining up correctly, who's running the right routes, who's finishing plays with or without the ball in their hands. So I think we can benefit only from continuing to push this competitive situation that we have. And, you know, at some point in time, it'll streamline a little bit, but we don't want to do that yet.
This is Ducks head coach Mario Cristobal joining us every Tuesday now here around the 12:30 segment on the show. Their game against San Jose State this weekend. You're going to have to take us into the film room a little bit in this sense, Coach. I can watch some games and I can notice some things, but ultimately you're the coach. You guys understand really what's going on the field. I walk away from a Portland State game, 62 points scored, 14 allowed, 500 yards of offense, and I just think, What do you yell at your players for? Like, what did you notice on tape that you're telling your kids about that so far you don't like?
Well, the part that you don't like is the quarterback was sacked once, which can never happen. You know, we have a no sack policy around here, and anything less than that is just unacceptable. There were a couple things in protection you got to shore up. There was a late corner fire, a late what we call the rover, which is a glorified safety. You know, that. They green dog, which means they kind of check the run. They see if the running back's protecting and then goes out for a pass. And then he hits the gas and goes and tries to hit the quarterback. And you've got to have eye discipline to make that happen. So I think those things stood out. I think getting caught, you know, by a trick play is another one. Or losing our eyes, or like you would say when we're playing man coverage, not keeping your eyes on your luggage. On the one deep pass they hit for a touchdown, it was kind of a little bit of a busted play. And the thing kind of coming out the backside when the tight end pivoted and stretch the secondary a little bit. I mean, those things really stand out as things you don't like. But there's plenty of stuff that you do like. And, you know, we tell our guys, and you know, I think we need to always go by this. If it's not good enough when you lose, it shouldn't be good enough when you win. So the same things that we point out on unsuccessful, you know, plays and days, we point them out even when a play is successful and you have a really good day. So I think if you stick to your guns when you're teaching like that, you're going to have a lot of progress.
You know, I'm curious to ask you, Coach, this obviously isn't your first go-around as a head coach now in college football, but it's been a couple of years since you've been in charge of a program. I'm just wondering how much different you're doing things now than when you did things at FIU. How much have you changed since your last run as a head coach?
Well, you could imagine that in that place, you had to do everything. You had to be the academic representative. You had to be the dorm manager. You had to be the travel coordinator. The tutor, you had to do it all because of the lack of resources. And mind you, that was a program that we inherited a five-year probation, the hit of like 25, 30 scholarships. There's a lot of things that went on with that. That also let you cut your teeth and overcome, you know, some really significant, you know, circumstances. And I think when you go to a place like the last stop I was at Alabama, and you get to see a Power 5 program run and with a regiment, as it relates to the offseason, the fourth quarter program, sports psychology, the attack on mentality, the practice regimen, the rep count, the rotation, everything that goes with all that, the way that you game plan, the way that you structure your game day eye plan, meaning what coaches are responsible for what two to three guys on each and every play as it relates to what phases on the field. you know, I think when you go to a place like that, you kind of walk away with your PhD on several things. And we've applied the blueprint, and I feel extremely comfortable and confident, and more than anything, just eager and hungry on a daily basis to get after it, because the plan really is it's rolling.
So when can we expect to see The Rock on the sidelines this year? What game?
You know what? You've been waiting for that the whole time. This was all just a setup.
It was.
I knew it. You know what? I think hopefully it'll be a surprise in the near future. I know he's pretty busy, but one heck of a teammate and a stand-up guy. So we're certainly looking forward to hosting him one day in the near future here in Eugene.
I do feel like I need to ask you this real quick, and we get you out of here on this one, not to be too somber or anything, but I'm just kind of curious because I've never been able to ask you this. Where were you on 9/11 when that happened?
I was at Rutgers University. It was my first job, and I'll never forget. We were preparing for practice, and you know, that's, you're looking at being about 50 minutes from the actual, you know, from the World Trade Center. And it affected, obviously, the whole world, our country, like nothing else has, right, in recent history. But being up there in the Northeast and the fact that, you know, the tunnels and the bridges and everything were shut down, and families on our team and the community were involved, and they were literally on that side of the bridge. They were on that side, you know, on the other side, on the island. It's hard to put in words how... What an impact, what a tremendous just emotional blow that was to to our team, and you know, to the people right there in New Jersey and New Brunswick, and you know, we found a way to stick together.
Yeah, that's a challenge that most coaches don't want to have to go through in their lives, but I'm sure you guys were able to get through it as a staff. Mario Cristobal is going to join us every Tuesday at 12:30 here on The Fan. You catch their game against San Jose State on Saturday here on The Fan. Coach, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one, man.
All right, there we go. Mario Cristobal, the head coach for the Oregon Ducks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.